Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while you're at the website, check on our radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Though it may seem hard to believe, we're already halfway through 2025. And while there are warmer weeks ahead and family barbecues, baseball games, trips to the beach, and all the other things we love about summer, this is also the ideal time to set up your financial strategy for a successful conclusion to the year. And before we jump into some ways to finish out the year on a high note, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for having me. I cannot believe that we are over halfway through 2025 already. I mean, our weather is getting colder already. I am ready for fall, as we just discussed before the show. Amanda and I have some birthdays coming up, so we're excited about that. But I'm not quite ready for summer to be over. So where are we going to start today in this discussion?
Let's talk about something that's both very simple and very powerful when it comes to building the kind of retirement you actually want, and that's making regular contributions to your retirement account. That's the foundation. But here's where a lot of folks slip up. They stop paying attention to how the rules change around those accounts, and that you can mean missed opportunities or worse, money left on the table. If you're serious about maximizing your growth and avoiding avoidable mistakes this year, here are three simple updates you need to have on your radar. First up is automatic enrollment. Starting in 2025, many new retirement plans are required to automatically enroll participants at a 3% contribution rate. And that rate goes up by 1% each year until it hits somewhere between 10% and 15%. That's also a great nudge in the right direction if you're part of a plan that's doing great.
So Amanda, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but there's got to be a catch with this, right?
Nice call, Jacqueline. This rule doesn't apply to older plans pre-2025. Small businesses with fewer than 10 employees, new businesses, or church and government plans. So depending on where you work, this may be or may not happen to you automatically. If that's the case, you haven't been enrolled yet. You're missing out. Not just on compound growth, but potentially on employment match, but also matches are free money that help you take the pressure off of you. Now, if you are enrolled automatically, don't just stop there. That's 3% default. It's a start, but that's not the finish line. Most experts, as well as real world results, show that saving 10% to 15% of your income is a much stronger target. If you can't do that today, there's no shame in it. But if you can, bumping up your contribution, even by a percent or two, you can have a major impact on your long-term outcome.
So let's take a moment to note that if you're looking to strengthen your financial strategy so you can finish 2025 strongly, set up a check-in appointment with your financial services professional. What's next, Amanda?
Let's talk about something new, especially if you're in the golden window between the ages of 60 and 63. You may already know that once you hit age 50, you're allowed to make catch-up contributions to your 401k and to the tune of an extra $7,500 on top of the regular $23,000 limit for your younger savers. But starting this year, there's a new twist just for the 60 to 63 crowd. If you're in that range, you can now sock away an extra $11,250, bringing your contribution limit up to a hefty $34,750 in 2025. That's a serious boost. But this isn't forever. Once you turn 64, you're back to the standard $7,500 catch-up limit. This is what you'd call a use it or lose it window. And if you've got the room in your budget, this may be a powerful way to fast track your retirement savings when you're in the home stretch. Look, I get it. Not everyone has $34,000 sitting around ready to go into your 401k, but this isn't all or nothing. Even if you can't hit the max, every dollar you contribute today is one less than you'll have to worry about down the road.
That's a great reminder that you don't always have to hit the max on a contribution for it to still be meaningful.
Here's the third and final update. If you want to have on your radar as we look at the rest of the year, especially if you or someone you love works part-time. In the past, part-time employees have had to wait 3 years and work at least 500 hours each year before they could even touch a 401k. That's a long time to be out of the savings plan. But starting this year, the wait has been cut down. Now part-time workers become eligible after just 2 consecutive years with 500 hours of service in each. That's a big deal. Now, sure, saving for retirement when you're part-time isn't easy. Budgets are tight, and that's real. And even small contributions can add up in a big way over time. A few $100 invested today can grow to thousands or even tens of thousands by the time you retire. And this is why staying plugged in matters. Retirement rules do change, sometimes every year. In some cases, it's small enough, like contribution limits. Other times, like right now, it's potentially a big deal for those who have been on the sidelines.
Great point, Amanda. That can get very confusing.
For the rest of the show today, I'd like to focus on retirement by addressing how you can tighten up your strategy in the coming months to potentially avoid some of the more common risks that we experience. An AARP article, 10 Ways to Fail at Retirement, has some valuable information. Let's start with one of the biggest concerns that can sneak up on people as we head into the second half of the year: underestimating longevity. A lot of folks retire without fully realizing just how long retirement can last and how much it's going to cost. It's one of the most common financial mistakes we see. According to the article, if you're 65 today, you could be looking at 17 to 20 more years of retirement, and that's just the average. The Census Bureau says the number of Americans living past 100 is set to quadruple over the next few decades. That means more people than ever could be looking at retirement that lasts 30 years or more. And yet some people are stepping away from work without a clear plan of how they'll fund 3 decades of living expenses, healthcare expenses, and inflation. Now, the solution doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes the best move, if your health and situation allows, is simple to work a little longer. That extra time on the job can give you savings a boost, shorten the number of years you'll need to stretch those dollars, and even increase your Social Security benefits.
Amanda, enjoying a long, healthy retirement sounds great, as long as you have the money to fund it.
Here's another curveball. You don't want to end 2025 without planning for early retirement. Not every retirement happens on your terms. In fact, about half of retirees end up leaving the workforce earlier than expected, according to the article. And it's usually not because they hit their numbers early. It's because life steps in. Health issues, family caregiving, layoffs, buyouts, all things that can fast track your exit, whether you're ready or not. That's why having a plan B is so important. You might be aiming to retire in 5 years, but what if you only get 2? What would need to change financially and personally if that happens? And if you're a part of a couple, this isn't just a solo conversation. You both need to be prepared for the possibility that one of you might need to step back from work sooner than planned. Talk about it now before life makes the decision for you.
Couples may also find that talking through various scenarios with a financial services professional is an easy way to get everything out in the open.
That's correct. All right, let's talk about one of the most overlooked parts of retirement planning, and it has nothing to do with money. You don't want to reach the end of 2025 or any year without a realistic strategy of how you're going to fill all the new hours that come with retirement. Now, on paper, retirement sounds like a paradise. Travel the world, sleep in, hit the beach, do whatever you want, whenever you want. But here's the truth. Whether we retire with something, not enough people think about what they're retiring to. Without a plan, all the free time can turn into restlessness or worse, regret. Start thinking now, or ideally 5 years before you retire, about what you want to do with the days and what do they look like. What gets you excited? What gives you purpose? Make it real. Jot down places you've always wanted to visit, hobbies you want to explore, skills you like to develop, or dreams you've shelved for someday else. This is your chance to turn someday into a plan.
And having a plan for all that newfound free time will also help you avoid overspending and blowing up your retirement budget.
That is right. If you haven't already, clearly articulate your retirement goals and dreams to your spouse is an essential financial to-do by the end of the year. If you're married or living with a partner, it's important to remember that retirement doesn't just happen to one of you. It happens to both of you. That's why it's so important to start the conversation early, years before either of you hang it up. Not just about money, but about meaning. What does retirement look like for each of you? What does it feel like? Because here's the thing. One of you might be dreaming of travel and adventure, while the other is picturing quiet mornings and a vegetable garden. And you're not talking about it. You won't know until you're stepping on each other's dreams. Carve out time to share your vision of what you want, what you need, and how you see those next chapters unfolding. Retirement is sharing journeys, and make sure you have a written map down together.
And while each person's list may be a little different, there's probably enough overlap that your shared retirement will be full of fun and adventures, Amanda.
That's correct. And your social life is going to change, and you need a plan for that too. If you want those friendships to last, you've got to work for them. No one's going to show up at your front door with a coffee and a calendar. You have to take the initiative. And beyond that, think about how you're going to meet new people. Volunteer, join a club, take the class you've always been talking about. Your calendar may clear up in retirement, but that doesn't mean your life should. The more you can occupy yourself, the less likely it is you'll be out of spending too much money of your retirement budget on things you don't really need.
Good point, Amanda. And during the program today, we've been using the fact that we're over halfway through 2025 to discuss some steps that you can take right now and right away to put yourself on firmer financial ground for the rest of the year. What do you have teed up for now, Amanda?
AARP article, 10 Ways to Fail at Retirement, has more important insight that I think are worth looking at, including the risk of not having a house plan. Let's talk about something that doesn't always get the attention it deserves in retirement planning. Whether you're going to live or how long that plan is going to work, when you are raising kids, your home choice probably revolved around them. Good schools, a safe neighborhood, parks, room to grow, but retirement flips the script. Now the question sounds more like, what can I afford on a fixed income? Is there a good hospital nearby? Does this house make sense as I get older? The reality is a lot of people move in retirement without thinking long term, and that can come back to bite you. What works at 65 might not work at 75 to 85. This is where a real housing strategy comes in. Ask yourself, should I downsize and by how much? Do I need the extra space for kids or grandkids to come visit? Would a single-story home make more sense if mobility ever became an issue? Should I make modifications now for safety and accessibility? If I outlive my spouse, would I still feel comfortable living here alone? Or are there solid long-term care options close by? Your home should support the life you want to live, not limit it. Take the time to think through it. Don't just plan where you want to live next. Plan where your life might take you after.
A retirement housing plan is another excellent reason to meet with a financial services professional. Downsizing may provide a boost to your finances in some cases.
All right, let's talk about one of the biggest blind spots in retirement planning: healthcare costs. If you're lucky enough to live a long life, chances are you're going to deal with rising medical bills. According to the article, the National Council on Aging says that 95% of people older than 60 have had at least one chronic condition, and nearly 80% have two or more. That's not to scare you, it's just the truth of aging. And yet most people don't plan for it. A lot of retirees assume Medicare has them covered. But here's the kicker. Medicare Part B only covers about 80% of approved outpatient costs. The other 20% is on you, and it adds up fast. In fact, Fidelity estimates what a typical retiree turning 65 in 2025 will spend around $165,000 out of pocket on medical expenses throughout retirement. That's real money. So what do you do? First, carve out a portion of your retirement savings specifically for healthcare. Don't treat it like an afterthought. Treat it like a line item. And if you're still working, consider contributing to a healthcare savings plan. And it's one of the few tools out there that give you a triple tax advantage and can be a real lifesaver later on.
$165,000 out of pocket on medical expenses throughout retirement? I mean, that's a take your breath away amount of money.
That's right. But rebalancing your portfolio before the end of 2025 is a potential move that could be proven beneficial. Just like your health needs change as you age, so does your financial needs. When you're younger, it's all about growth. But in retirement, the focus starts to shift. Now it's about protecting what you've built, preserving assets, not swinging for the fences. But a lot of retirees, especially those not working with an advisor, don't make those adjustments. They leave their portfolio on autopilot, and that can be risky. That's because if you're still heavily invested in stocks and the market hits a rough patch, you don't have 10 to 20 years to wait for it to bounce back. You're withdrawing now. Volatility can be costly. Start shifting more of your money into fixed income investments, things like U.S. Treasuries, municipal bonds, or corporate bonds, CDs, even high-yield savings accounts. Those don't have the same flashy upsides as stocks. They offer stability with predictability, income, and lower volatility. Make a few smart adjustments. Your future self will thank you for keeping the ride smooth.
All right, Amanda, I think we have time for one more action item.
One of the best moves you can make as you tighten up your finances heading into the new year is having an honest money conversation with the people you love. Start small. The first conversation doesn't have to include numbers or documents. Just open the door. Share a little about your values, your wishes, and how you're thinking about the legacy you want to leave. Over time, those conversations can go deeper into much more what you're leaving your heirs and what they will receive, while certain organizations or causes that matter to you. When your family understands the why, it's easy for them to embrace the what. Loop them in with your financial services professional. It helps to put a face to the name, build trust, and make sure everyone's on the same page. You're not just planning for retirement, you're preparing the people who matter the most to carry out your vision.
Anything else before we wrap up today's show?
Listeners can visit us at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about finishing the year strongly, your financial strategy, and or other parts of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
Thank you, Amanda. And that concludes another episode of Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management and me, your co-host, Jacqueline.
Join us soon for another episode of Money Mastery. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.